holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And good morning. This is Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 13, 2019. We have a good lineup of stories today to bring to you. I want to say first off that the news of this podcast has been extremely positive for the feedback, and I'm just really happy to say that a lot of people have said, I just don't have time to read, but I do like to listen. And so this will be your opportunity to listen. I hope you can share this podcast with people on social media and by email or however, and get more people involved. It is very easy to listen to, and I have good news that the podcast is available in a number of places. It's available on Podbean, as podbean.com. That's where the source of it is. But it's also available now on iTunes and a couple of other services. Spotify has it now, and there's a couple more coming. So basically, it's all over the place now. So if you have some other service and you would like to subscribe to the podcast, you can. And every time a new episode is posted, like on a daily basis, you'll get a notification, and you can simply listen to it in your car or wherever you might happen to be, your office or through your headphones or earbuds while you're exercising. Take any opportunity you can to listen to Technocracy News and Trends. So I'm happy just to report that to you, that had some very good feedback. Some of the stories that we're going to cover today are very interesting, mostly about surveillance. And surveillance is a big deal in America today. People are looking at China and wringing their hands saying, oh, it was a terrible, terrible surveillance thing happening in China. And then they look at America and they just don't see it happening here. Well, it is happening here, and it's happening everywhere. One story titled this morning is Sanctuary No More, Surveillance Tech is Invading Your Car, Your Automobile. And indeed, your automobile has been a sanctuary for a lot of people for decades and decades and decades, where, you know, you get in your car and you go for a drive and it's quiet, and there's nobody around and nobody can really see you or know what you're doing. Not that you're doing anything bad, but you're to yourself, and you can go out and just kind of hang out. And be. Cars, smart cars now, are beginning to install technology that will surveil you within the car using millimeter wave radar technology, which is kind of like what they use at the airports to scan for guns and stuff like that. And these devices will be placed in cars so that all of the individuals within the car can be tracked, can be identified as children or animals or adults or whatever, and it will also be able to monitor your heart rate, your respiration rate. And some people will argue, well, that's a good thing. We should know what's going on in our car and stuff like that. But listen, when cars begin to talk to each other, which is coming with 5G very quickly, and when cars begin to talk to all of the sensors along the side of the road, which they will with 5G, all that data is collected in your car will simply be added to data on the outside, and everybody and their brother will have that data at their fingertips. I don't like that. You probably won't either, but this is one thing that's happening. Now, another thing that's a little bit more directed towards the intel agencies in America is that headline, Homeland Security to Scan Your Face at 20 Top Airports. Department of Homeland Security is going overboard with facial recognition systems. And it appears obvious now that they have gotten together with the other intel agencies in the country, there's 17 in total, to build a national biometric database where your scanned face plus all of the rest of your data will be in a master database. That will also include transactions and other things that that you do during the course of your day, whether it be financial transactions, telephone calls, email, stuff like that. All that stuff will be available in this national database. And this is without congressional approval. It's without the public approval, of course. They're just doing it. Often they're doing it saying, well, we need this for security. Well, you may need some surveillance for actual security, but considering only about maybe 0.5% of anybody ever is any issue in this country on anything, do you really need to surveil the other 99% of people to catch the crook? I don't think so. That's not the American way, never has been. The original requirements for technocracy, written in 1934 in the Technocracy Study Course, emphasized surveillance. They knew even back then that this was going to be a big deal. And in order to achieve a technocracy, it must be fueled by data. Data is everything. And requirements number 5 and 6 out of 7 that were written in 1934 provide a specific registration of the type, kind, etc. of all goods and services, where produced and where used. And number 5 provides specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus, catch this, a record and description of the individual. What could be more like a record and description of the individual than a biometric database? Yes, we're following in the footsteps of China, I'm sorry to say. And at this point, it's just a matter of time before we will catch up with them. The last story that is really worth talking about, the headline reads, Parents Battle School Cell Tower Over the 4th Student Cancer Diagnosis. This is happening up in Sacramento, California, a place where we live very close to. Some years ago, I know the area well. There's a school district up there that decided to put a cell tower on school property, and they are paid rent by the cell phone provider, $2,000 a month, for just having the thing sit there, sticking up in the air, and it's emitting very strong radiation. Well, over the last just a few short years, 4 students have come down with cancer, and the parents at this point are freaking out, because it's not really a giant school, for one, but they're freaking out that this cell tower is causing these students to get cancer. So they have approached the school and said, look, our doctors are telling us that this cancers our children are getting is purely environmental, and we think it's that tower, and we want that tower to go. Well, on the other side, the school district says, we get good money for this tower, we ain't moving it. So there's a battle, and there, if you want to have a battle, get a couple hundred angry mama bears who are frightened for their children, and you'll have a battle. I think the end of this will be that the school will cave, that they will find themselves liable for taking care of some of the medical expenses of these students. And you would think that school administration would care more for the health of their students, that they wouldn't even argue with the moms on this, you know, like they are already. You would think they would err on the side of caution and say, you know, even if there's a possibility that this tower could be causing the cancer, we're going to remove it, and we just won't worry about it. We're just going to take it out of the way. You would wish they would do something like that, but they haven't so far. So watch that case. It's up in Sacramento. There's a short video from the news channel up there. I think it's Channel 13 that talks about this particular issue. And yeah, listen to it. Blow your mind. So this is something we should watch on a local basis everywhere, I think. And just for those of you who have children that might be attending an elementary school, or, you know, these are younger children, right? The younger the children are, the more susceptible they are to this kind of damage. So if you are in a school district like that, or you have a tower right next to your apartment or whatever, pay attention to it and do a little research and see if it isn't causing some issues there. Okay, well, that's it for today. I hope that you'll take a trip over to technocracy.news. And if you have not yet purchased a copy of Technocracy Rising or Technocracy, the Hard Road to World Order, I hope you'll take the opportunity to do that. You can buy it on the website directly. I love to send out autographed copies. Or you can also buy it, of course, on Amazon.com. And if you have purchased a copy, by the way, on Amazon previously, I would really appreciate it if you would go there and make a review on the book. It's very helpful to other people to see what you have experienced if you've read the book. And tell other people what you think. I would appreciate that, and I think other people would as well. So until our next edition, I'm Patrick Wood, and it's been great to be with you today. Take care.